Mountaineers in a big softball matchup with big implications here, Joey, in the conference.
Yeah, this is huge for the conference standings. Tuscola sitting there in third, right behind us, essentially.
And we're here. Our Bears are down 2-0 here in the top of the second inning. Allie Smith led us off in this second inning. Four straight pitches, four straight balls, and we've got a base runner on first trying to dig into this 2-0 lead here for Tuscola.
Yeah, that's a good way to start here. We know Kylie Henson can put the ball in play and move Allie down to second base. Start chipping away, hopefully, and get some runs here.
Yeah, and that first pitch was called strike on Kylie Henson. It's inside. She didn't like that too much, but Tuscola faithful sure did. Second pitch is in, and it is a ball. That runs the count to 1-1. Good crowd here tonight, Joey.
Yeah, both sides are full, and, of course, lined up along the first base fence line and third base fence line. So would expect no other for this matchup.
Yeah, and we talked earlier, you know, Pisgah is a half a game back of West in the conference lead for first place.
Out there for the Mountaineers.
And with that, Kylie Henson pops out to the shortstop for Tuscola. That is one out here in the top of the second.
Allie Smith still on first.
And that's going to bring up Marin Edmonds. And as I was talking about, Joey, Tuscola is just one game behind us, sitting there in third place in the conference. So, big game. This game tonight and Thursday night will have big implications on the conference standings for the year.
Yeah, both teams having a great season so far. Some big wins over Franklin for us, and Tuscola has a win over Franklin and a win over West Henderson. So big wins for them.
Yes, so the count runs to 1-1 on Marin. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch was fouled off over here over the Tuscola dugout. Pitcher's going to get her sign. She's coming to the plate, and Marin fouls that one off. Runs the count to 1-2.
And it's going to be important after coming off the spring break for both of these teams who mentally is checked in and locked in for today's game.
Yeah, it's tough coming off of spring break into this game very first early in the week. Tuscola came out really on fire at the plate, though.
Yeah, they did. They were seeing the ball well and hit it well that first inning.
And if I'm not mistaken, we had two hits and left two on. They had three hits or four?
Four hits.
They had four hits to get those two runs. The count now is run full for Marin, so good at bat for her. She's seeing the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping to get her to win this and get on base one way or the other here, Joey.
Yeah, I'd like to see her put it. Like I said, either way, get her on base, move that runner over to into second base and scoring position.
But unfortunately, she strikes out, and that gives us the second out of the inning. And with that, it's going to bring up Chandler Lowry here with one runner at first base.
Yeah, we'll get hot with two outs right here, get a hit here.
Pitcher has the pitch. She comes to the plate, and Chandler hits it towards shortstop. It's fielded, thrown, and just gets her there for the third out. And we will go to the bottom half of the second inning with Tuscola still leading 2-0 here.
And that ball had enough spin on it. I thought it may hit the dirt and shoot away from the shortstop there, and enough to get her on base.
Yeah, the shortstop, you know, took one step towards second with us stealing. And Chandler swinging on the first pitch, almost got that in the gap, but it was a good play by the shortstop there. Probably just a little too much on the ball. Got to her too quick, and she was able to throw her out at first. So, folks, with that, First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank, for all your banking needs. Open your personal and small business accounts today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 120 years. And ball games means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all of your personal and business insurance needs. So I'd like to recognize Forger Contracting for our keys to the game. And I think we had talked earlier about our keys to the game of getting out to a quick start, which Tuscola has done here. And unfortunately, we've been a little slow at the plate.
Yeah, that was our key for the game, not theirs.
That's right. Win,
but hopefully we're going to pick it up here. Going into the next inning, we'll hold them here, then go in and get some runs. But yeah, hot start, and I think that mental focus as well coming back after spring break. We've got Taylor Johnson at the plate now. She plays left field for the Mountaineers. Looks like she's hitting about 500 on the season, so she got one ball, one strike on her.
And that next pitch comes in, and that's high and outside from Lily Inman. Runs the count to 2-1. Now, Lily has struggled a little bit early in the counts, but she's been able to battle back. Not any walks within the game for Lily, but she's definitely deep in the pitch count each at bat.
Yeah.
And that next one comes right back at Lily. She does a great job of fielding that. Gets it over to first base, and Jaden Smith makes the out there on the force play. It's the first out at the
end. Mary Turner.
And number zero, Mary Turner, Joey, is coming to the plate for Tuscola.
Yeah, Mary plays, she plays right field for the Mountaineers. See what she can do here with one out. First pitch is in, and it's a strike, a called strike.
Had a little extra mustard on it.
It did, yeah. Came in a little pop.
Lily can really throw it. Second pitch is in, and that is fouled off back into the net here. Lily gets ahead quickly, 0-2. So I'm glad I pointed out she was getting deep in the count for every at bat, because she's really worked ahead here.
Yeah, she heard what you said there, so she rectified that this at bat. Let's see her throw it right by. Oh.
This one is lifted into short left field, and Chandler Lowry comes in. What a catch by Chandler.
Yeah, that was a...
Who was famous for that basket catch?
I think it was Addie Sorrells that did that a time or two.
Well, she had to come a long way.
Yeah.
That was behind the shortstop in the short rows of the outfield, and... everybody stopped. She kept coming, and she did make the catch for out number two.
Yeah, I thought that was trouble. That was going to be down, but Chandler fooled me.
First pitch is in, and I believe he called that a ball, but I'm not real sure.
Well, I think he got a strike in there.
Lily gets her call. She's coming to the plate.
Oh, there we go.
And that was definitely a strike.
She definitely hit her spot on that. Addie Fowle slid to the outside, and Lily put it right there on that outside corner.
Yeah, so according to that scoreboard, it is an 0-2 count.
Mm-hmm.
So worked ahead very quickly again here with two outs.
Oh.
And that one's hit right at the shortstop. Alexis Marcos jumps, but it goes off of her glove. And... falls, and the young lady from Tuscola gets to first, and that's going to bring up the top of the lineup. Sure.
Kenzie Messer.
Coach Morgan would have liked to held off on here on the top of this lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, that was typically a play that the Lexus is going to make there at shortstop. Just kind of went off her glove a little wrong.
And the last at bat was an infield single here. Almost like a single swinging bunt early. And first pitch is in, and it's off of Addie Faust's glove. The runner takes second on that. And And Coach Heidi Morgan wants to have a conversation here. So that was a ball high and outside. Went off of Allie's glove. She came, fielded it. The runner took second, Joey. And we made the throw down, and it went off of Alexis's glove. Chandler did a nice job of coming up and backing that up, holding the runner at second. So right now we've got two outs, one ball, no strikes to the leadoff hitter, but a runner on second. Where that's big is she had a nice little single in that first at bat. You know, she gets this in the grass right here, and it could easily score another run for Tuscola.
Yeah, not what we want. I think Coach Morgan there is probably just telling those girls, you know, focus, lock in here. Let's cut down on the mental errors, mental mistakes, and dig in and finish out this inning and get this third out.
Next pitch is in, and that is in the dirt, and the runner's going to take third. So Addie had a hard time blocking that up in the dirt. It was inside and in the dirt, 2-0 count here. So now we really need an out here, Joey.
Like, see the corners play in a little bit there. They come in.
And that one caught the outside corner. Runs the count to 2-1. So a really good pitch by Lily there.
Yeah, so battle back and get ahead in the count right here. Get this out. 2-1.
Lily's looking at the dugout. And Coach Morgan has a question about the count. So she's asking a question, maybe, about whether the young lady left early or not. So that's the only thing I can figure out here, because, you know, she had a conversation with the home plate umpire. The field umpire comes in.
Sort of chatter down on the field.
That was a pass ball, right? Got by the catcher.
Well, that was the play before. So when she went to the third, I'm just wondering if maybe she came off the bag early over there.
Okay.
So she was asking about the first pitch being swung at that got by Addie. The umpire says that he did not have that. The field umpire says he does not see that. So count remains 2-1. That ball's hit at Alexis Marco. She fields it cleanly, gets it over the first. That ends the inning with no additional damage. We're going to go to the third inning with Tuscola leading our Bears 2-0. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio, take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay! Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Play ball.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we're going to the third inning with the Bears down 2-0 to the Tuscola Mountaineers.
And Pisgah Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving.
And folks, Papertown Roots Radio airs every Monday and Wednesday night, hosted by Tim Sert on WPTL Radio, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. From 7 to 10 p.m., tune in, sit back, tap your foot, sing along, and enjoy true bluegrass music. You can also join Tim Sert live on Papertown Roots Radio on Facebook.
Got Jaden Smith at the plate now. She's got one ball, one strike on her.
And, folks, those two base hits we had in the first inning were sponsored by Custom Paving. Jaden steps back in the box. That first pitch is outside, runs the count to 2-1. And Brooks has had pretty good control here most of the game, Joey, but it looks like maybe in prior games she struggled a little bit with that control. So we'll see how this game goes throughout the night.
Yeah, she's got that brace on her pitching arm, so we'll see if that does come into play. Obviously, there's some issue there. But, and nonetheless, threw that one in there for a called strike on Jaden.
Count's now 2-2. Pitcher gets her call. And Jaden fouls that one off over the Tuscola dugout here down the third baseline. Count remains 2-2.
Jaden grounded out back to the pitcher, her first at bat in the first inning.
Jaden's waiting on the pitch, 2-2 count. And that is a little low, and that's going to run the count full. That was a little close for comfort.
Yeah.
But it'd have been tough. Good pitch by the Tuscola young lady.
Yeah.
That one was not close at all. That one bounced up to the plate, and we again are going to get our leadoff runner on first with a walk to start this third inning.
Yeah, I think it's really, really pivotal right here in this inning to hopefully get a couple runs back right here with our leadoff runner, leadoff batter on base, and Alexis Marcos at the plate now.
And she singled in the back in the first inning, one of those two hits. First pitch to her was a high for a ball. She singled over to left field, so a nice hit.
Yeah.
Line drive into left field. They are playing that young lady close over there in left field. Next pitch is in for a strike. Runs the count 1-1.
And we've talked about Alexis, her versatility before. You know, she can slap it, she can bunt, but she's also got some power in that bat as well.
Yeah, she does. She's multi-dimensional at the plate for sure. And that ball just gets away from the catcher. It was a ball there, and Jaden Smith goes to second on that. There was a throwdown, probably a little closer than I'd like that, but just got back behind the catcher. She did a good job of recovering and making the throw down, but Jaden Smith at second. 2-1 count here to Alexis Marcos. It's RBI time, Joey.
It is. It's a perfect time to put one in the grass right here.
And with that, it is a low pitch. The count now is 3-1 to Alexis Marcos. Alexis steps in. Brooks gets her pitch call, and that is thrown in there and fouled again down the third baseline over the dugout of Tuscola. Runs the count all full here. Again, we're in the top of the third inning. We've got no outs. Runner on second, but your Bears are down 2-0 right now. And with that, Alexis Marcos walks on ball four. That puts runners on first and second. With Addie Faust coming to the plate, Joey.
A really good opportunity right here, those two runners on. And one of our senior leaders at the plate now, and Addie Faust. She's hitting .442 for the season. So a perfect opportunity right here to get some runs back.
First pitch is in. And that is high. Ball one. Brooks looks at the dugout. It's a little frustrated, but that was clearly high.
Yeah.
Pitches in, and Addy Faust lifts that to center field. That's going to be caught out in center field. So Addy Faust goes down on a fly out to center field. I think she flew out to center field last time as well.
Yes, she did. Yeah, just a little too shallow for Jaden to be able to tag up on that one. Probably would have had a pretty good play at third if she would have tried.
Yeah, Lily Inman coming to the plate now. Yeah, I'm glad she decided to hold up there.
Yeah.
Madison Brooks finds the strike zone on pitch number one to Lily Inman. That's runs the count to 0-1 here. Runners on first and second. Big moment here for the Bears. Time to get back into this game with a base hit. And that pitch is down in the dirt, but blocked up by the Tuscola catcher.
Yeah, good job by Kinsey back there to block that one.
Yeah, she's very active back there.
She is. She's a good catcher, got a strong arm. She's quick. There we go.
That ball's hit to short. She fills the play, throws over to third for out number two. And we remain here with runners at first and second with no outs. That's tough right there. Have runners on first and second with your 3- and 4-hole hitter coming to the plate.
Yeah, that good play by short there. Is that Kendall Williamson, I think, on shortstop there to knock the – well, hit ball by Lily just right to her. Let's see if we can get Kylie Leonard put one in play here.
And Kylie Leonard popped up back here behind home plate, I think, last time.
Yep, she did. She flew up back here to Kinsey.
First pitch is in the dirt.
You never know. All Kylie has to do is put this one in the grass. And I feel like with Alexis' speed, she can.
Yeah. Like to get at least one out of this, Joe. Chloe over there, we got a pinch runner at second. Running for the pitcher, and she's got speed, and that one is a passed ball that gets back here to the wall. Runners advance to second and third, Joey, so now we are in a position where base hit here could tie this game up.
Yeah, really would be great right now to put one in play and score at least one of these runs.
2-0 counts in, and that is in for a fouled off strike.
That was a good swing, good pitch. Just hit the top of it.
So that runs the count to 2-1 here. Top of the third inning, runners at second and third. Madison Brooks gets her pitch. She's coming to the plate.
Ooh.
And that is called strike. That looked like it was a little high and outside, but called strike, runs the count to 2-2. Now she's just got to protect here, Joey.
Yeah, anything close, she's got to take a swing at it.
And pitches in, and Kylie goes down swinging. So a big pitch from Madison Brooks working through that inning. And we'll go to the bottom of the third inning with the score still 2-0 Tuscola.
Yeah, so, I want to take this time to ask you to stop by the concession stand for the
with that, Joey, by the end of this game, we've got the Pisgah player of the game.
Yeah, Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the sports tab and then choose Pisgah player of the game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLradio.net.
Yes, and folks, First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal and business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 120 years. Ball games means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal and business insurance needs.
Sydney Snowden.
So this is going to be a big moment for us here, Joey. Down 2-0. They got their two-hole hitter, which these young ladies did some damage in that first inning. So trying to make sure we don't let them expand this lead here is big in the bottom of the third inning.
Yeah, Sydney Snowden at the plate. She did get one of their four hits earlier, and she did eventually come around and score a run.
First pitch is in, and it is high. Off the glove of Addie Faust. Comes back here. Nobody hurt. Nobody on. 1-0 count. Lily Emmon comes to the plate. And that is a nice pitch by Lily Emmon. A swinging strike. Looks like it's out on the outside corner. Who'd you say this was? Sydney Snowden?
Sydney Snowden.
She singled to left field, left
she
field?
Did, yep. She was one of our base hits, or one of their base hits.
The third pitch is in, and that is a strike. Runs the count to 1-2. So Lily really doing a good job of getting ahead in the count. Really works to her favor. And that is hit back to Lily at the mound. She fields that cleanly, gets it over to Jaden Smith. And that is the next first out here in the bottom of the third inning.
Yep. She got on top of Madison that one, chopped it down right back Brooks. To Lily. So one out. Got Madison Brooks at the plate.
Madison is the pitcher. She's also the three-hole hitter for Tuscola, senior.
Yeah, she grounded out to third base the last time.
First pitch is in, and it is a ball. Well, if we didn't know who she was by her number, Joey, she's got her name on the back
That's
of her
right.
helmet.
That's right. Leaves no doubt. Spelled with a S-Y-N, Madison.
Next pitch is in, and that is a fouled off strike. So runs the count to 1-1 here. And folks, Tuscola will be bringing you the baseball game after this game on WPTL radio on the web. So if you just log in to WPTLradio.net, you can follow all the baseball action tonight on the Tuscola broadcast.
Yeah, should be another exciting game over there for the baseball. Both teams playing pretty well. So
yeah, that's another one. Our Bears are leading the conference right now. Tuscola's right behind us in second place. So big game over there tonight as well.
Yep, you've got still time to make it out for that one if you can. Perfect night here in Tuscola's fields here in Waynesville.
And a 3-1 count now is on the way from Lily Emmon. That is hit right at Alexis Marcos. She jumps up, snags that one for the second out. So a nice play by our shortstop there, Joey.
Yep, that was very reminiscent of that first one that bounced off the glove. She made sure that wasn't going to happen again. Well hit ball, though. Just a good play by Alexis there.
Yeah, and Madison is a left-handed hitter, so that was tailing away from her, going back towards the left fielder. So she did a good job of backhanding that in the air, jumping. That was a tough play.
Kendall Williamson at the plate now for Tuscola.
And with two outs, first pitch is in, and that's fouled over our head here, Joey. Runs the count to 0-1, so Lily's done a much better job in the second and third inning of working ahead of these batters. Really gives her a lot of freedom to throw different pitches and keep these Tuscola batters off balance.
Yeah, definitely a lot better to get ahead there. Come in with a little off-speed pitch there, it looked like.
And you can see, you can hear the fans throwing that little changeup. They wanted the strike in that one, but called ball. It was a little low.
Yeah.
1-1 count. Lily comes to the plate, and that one is called strike on the outside corner. And it is a 1-2 count. So 1-2 here with two outs.
He's been pretty consistent calling that high outside pitch tonight.
He has. Yeah, you saying that, Joe, it reminds me of last inning. You know, yeah. Kylie was at the plate.
Right.
Here we had runners at second and third, and they got our second strike there. Same call, same spot.
Yeah.
So give him a lot of credit there. He's calling very consistent here tonight. 2-2 count with two outs.
Oh.
And that is hit to center field. That looks like it may get out of here, and it does.
Ball is out of here.
Chandler got there in plenty of time, but just ran out of room. And that's going to get Tuscola to a 3-0 lead here in the bottom half of the third. That was hit pretty good there, Joe.
Yeah, there was no doubt on that one when it left the bat.
It's a big hit there for Kendall Williamson.
And now at the bat, after that.
Yeah, I thought, so folks, if you've ever been over here to the softball field, you got the American flag straightaway center, almost straightaway center, and then there's a gate there. And I thought Chandler was going to try to unhook the gate and run that thing down, Joe.
Yeah, well, take it. Take the out. Nope.
And Lily comes back. She goes straight back to work. First pitch strike. It's a good job by her not allowing that to bother her and come into the next at bat here.
There was somebody on the other side of the fence did catch that. I'm not sure who it was, but they did make a play on it.
Next ball is fouled off here down the right side. Jaden Smith comes over, makes that catch in foul territory, and that's going to send us to the top of the fourth inning with Tuscola leading here 3-0. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah softball.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on. John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where WPTL Studio brings you all the action. Sponsored by Kim Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, Forger Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and welcome to the fourth inning. Allie Smith comes to the plate. She walked earlier, Joey.
She did. She was, I think, a leadoff runner that one on that inning as well.
Yeah, the first pitch is in, and that is down in the dirt. 1-0 count, and that is a swinging foul tip strike.
Looks like Allie's hitting .412 for the season, so she's had a good year at the plate.
Yeah, she is a base hit hitter. She will wear people out with just short base hits. But that one is hit right back at the pitcher, Madison Brooks. She backhands that one, throws over to first for the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. Really needing to get something going here, Joe.
Yeah, we really need to make a run this inning and get at least a couple of these runs back.
Kylie Henson coming to the plate. And what did she do to her last at bat?
She flew out. She was back to the shortstop.
That one goes right back at the shortstop as well, fielded by Kendall Williamson, thrown over to first for the second out. That will bring Maron Edmonds up to the plate now with two outs here in the top of the fourth inning.
It was a well struck ball, just right to the shortstop there. Get Maron. Maron struck out last at bat, so hopefully we get her on base this time around.
Pitcher for Tuscola, Madison Brooks, gets her sign. She comes to the plate, and it is high. Yeah, 1-0 count here. So Maron, pitcher comes to the plate. That is fouled off back behind us. Runs the count to 1-1.
Ball got back in a hurry, so she can straighten that out. Put that in play and get us started here in this inning.
And so Maron steps back in. Next pitch is a swinging strike. Runs the count to 1-2 two strikes on Maron. Maron steps back in. Brooks gets her call. And that one is a little outside. Gets to the backstop, bounces back to the catcher. She throws back, runs the count to 2-2 here, Joey.
Ball had some zip on it, but just way outside.
Yeah, she really tried to muster up on that one a little bit.
Too far out to get Maron to chase. There we go.
That is ripped into right field. She's going to second, throws in, and Maron has a stand-up double.
Good hit right there by Maron in the gap. Over second base there between the center fielder and right fielder. Was able to stretch that out for a stand-up double.
Yeah, so here with two outs, we get another chance here, another runner in scoring position, Joey. And that's going to bring Chandler Lowry to the plate. If we can get her on, we get the top of the order coming up.
Yeah, I'd like to see Chandler get on base here, like just poke one right there in the grass and get on and bring the top back up.
Brooks gets her call. Chandler steps in. Pitch is on its way. She turns. She lays down the punt. She's going. She's got the first. So she's on with a single. And Maron Edmonds makes her way to third base here. So now we've got runner on first and third here with Jaden Smith up.
Yeah, perfectly executed play there. Bunt got Chandler on first and moved Maron to third. So just like Coach Morgan hoped it would work.
She drew it up that way.
Yep, sure did.
I expect Chandler to try to take second here pretty quick. Jaden steps in, pitches there. Chandler stays put. It's a ball one. So really need a single here by Jaden. Bring in Maron over at third base.
Yeah, we really don't want to leave her stranded there at third.
That pitch is in for a strike. And, folks, those two hits, that double and single by Pisgah, is brought to you by Custom Paving.
I'll take it.
Hopefully we get one more Custom Paving hit here at least, Joey.
Yeah, that would be nice. That Custom Paving hit would score us a run.
1-1 count. It's on its way. That gets by. The catcher almost had it. Runs the count 2-1. Chandler on the mishandle by the catcher takes second.
Yeah, Maron thought about it at third, but I don't know. That would have been tough.
The catcher did a good job of, she knocked it down. She lost it, but knocked it down. It would have been a bang-bang play at the plate.
Yeah, it would have.
So Jaden has a 2-1 count. Comes to her, and that runs it to 3-1 here. So we could load the bases up here with a walk on the 3-1 with Alexis Marcos coming up. Or we'll take a single that could tie this game up, Joey.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Jaden steps in. Madison Brooks gets her pitch. She's onto the plate, and that is right down the middle for a strike. Runs the count full. Not going to get one better than that, Joey.
No, that's... Well, that's probably one Coach Morgan would have had her take a hack at.
Yep. Full count. Runners on second, third, down 3-0. And that is hit to the second baseman. She makes the play, throws to first, and they are out of the inning. So we leave another two runners on, Joey, and we're going to go to the bottom of the fourth with our Bears down 3-0. So, Joey, Papertown Roots Radio airs each Monday and Wednesday night, hosted by Tim Surratt on WPTL 101.7 p.m. and 920 a.m. Also on WPTLradio.net from 7 to 10. Tune in, sit back, tap your foot, sing along, and enjoy true bluegrass music. You can also join Tim live on Papertown Roots Radio on Facebook.
And remember, Pisgah Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Foyer Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving.
So another opportunity for us. We've left how many runners on?
Yeah, at least five. Yeah, I think we've stranded five on.
I know four of them were on second and third.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking for that one big hit.
Back with the bat in their hand, leading off.
Yeah, that
14,
was a good Larkin. Opportunity there. Just didn't pan out for us. So we've got to command and play some defense now and go back and replicate it next inning and get some runs.
And we'll be at the number two hole at the fifth inning. So opportunity there.
Got Larkin Connor at the plate now for Tuscola.
First pitch is into her, and that is a strike from Lily Inman. She's really settled in here, folks.
Yeah, she's really done good these last few innings, settled in. She's not missing the strike zone by much when she does miss.
Oop. That is hit right at the right fielder. Caden Simpkins comes over, makes that play. Ball's trying to drift away from her there, Joey, but she did a good job of coming back in and getting that.
Yeah, that's Miss Taylor Johnson.
Going to be tailing away, and good job by Caden just tracking it. Able to make a fairly easy play on it.
And that is the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Okay. Taylor Johnson, the left fielder, is at the plate now.
First pitch is in, and that is a swinging foul tip strike that Addie Faust catches.
But, Taylor, she hit it back to the pitcher, her first at bat.
Well, it comes to the plate, and that one's a little high. Runs the count 1-1. So Lily made a good, nice play on the last time this pitcher, this batter was up. Next pitch is outside. That's going to run the count 2-1. Trying to see who's over there on deck here.
It's Mary Turner.
That's Mary Turner's on deck.
She's on deck. She flew out to the center field, her first at bat.
And that is ball number 3 in here from Lily Inman. So quickly, after that quick start to 0-1, we've gotten to a 3-1 count on this young lady at the plate. Here with one out, your Bears down 3-0, bottom of the fourth inning. That ball's hit, and first and second baseman cannot get to it. So that is a single for Tuscola. Runners on first.
Just out of reach for Jaden and too far to go for Allie to get two to cover it.
And with that, that's going to bring up Mary Turner here with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner on first here for Tuscola. Lily Inman gets her sign. She comes to the plate, and that is high and outside. Need her to settle down a little bit here. When we get behind in the count, it makes it really tough on us because we then we got to come right down the middle, Joey.
Yeah, they know that too. It's a hitter's count when we get behind, and they can just sit there and tee off on it.
And the Tuscola coach You kind of know him a little bit.
Yeah, I'm guessing Bronson's probably telling her to relax. You'll probably see him make the little motion of put a smile on her face and take a deep breath and relax. He does a good job of trying to keep these girls calm there in the batter's box.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him have her lay down a bunt here to move the runner, but she does not. She swings, hits that to left center. Chandler gets over, makes the catch, gets the plot ball in. Came a long way there over in front of the scoreboard to get that, Joey.
Yes, you tracked that one perfectly.
Stepping into the batter's
able to make a play on it. That's twice she Mary's flown out Amelia to center field Deal. There in Chandler. We've got Amelia Deal at the plate now. Two outs.
This is the one that went right back to our shortstop last time. We've got another high pitch here. And that gets away from Addie Faust, and runner takes second. So we let them get back in scoring position here on that high pitch, Joey.
Yeah, that moved her over. And then if I remember, she did hit the ball hard.
She did, right off of Alexis's glove as she was jumping up, which if that happens again, there's going to be a bang-bang play here at the plate, I believe, because they're going to send her try to get this extra runner or extra run here in the bottom of the fourth. Nine-hole hitter here. They've got leadoff on deck. Count goes to 2-1. Lily's a little aggravated right now. Needs to just slow down a little bit.
Yeah, settle in.
She comes to the plate, and that is hit. Trouble. Goes to first, squibs, and the toss is late. And the first baseman, or the young lady, gets on first there. Runner moves to third, so now runner's at first and third here with no out. So a little ball off the end of the bat. We're kind of slow getting there, Joey. The toss back to first was a little late. And that brings up the leadoff here with runners on first and third.
Yeah, slow developing play. Just a lot of spin on that ball coming off the end of the bat. And like you said, it brings up Kenzie Messer, who right now we don't want to give her anything to drive.
No. First pitch is in and on the outside corner for a strike. I just felt like nobody really knew who was going to make that play.
Yeah, it was a little confusion there.
And that is almost another swinging bunt. That comes right back to Addie Faust off the ground. Quickly, the count here is 0-2 here with two outs. Got to watch the pass ball here as well.
Yep. Up 2-0, don't give her anything to hit. Good miss there.
Good miss outside. Runs the count to 1-2. I think her first at bat was a ground ball short to the shortstop, which she beat out. So that's another thing to watch. But a nice pitch by Lily Inman gets strike three there and sends us to the fifth inning, to the top of the fifth, with our Bears down 3-0. So a great job by Lily eliminating any additional runs there.
Yeah, that was huge. Runners in scoring positions, and one of their, actually, I think their top hitter at the plate was able to get a strikeout. So that was huge right there.
And, folks, we're going to hear a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
It's
go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Tuscola Mountaineers Softball Field, where your Bears go to the top of the fifth inning, down 3-0 here in this pivotal conference matchup, Joey.
Yeah, fifth inning here. We're getting down to, we got to get it done. We're running out of time here.
Starting to fill in over there at baseball field. They're watching all the action from the stands over there. Alexis Marcos up to the plate for Pisgah here. This is kind of where we need to make a run here, Joey. First pitch is in for a ball.
Yeah, this is what, their third time through seeing Miss Brooks in the circle. So hopefully we can time it up and tee off on a couple and get some runs.
Yeah, we had two hits in that first inning, two hits in the fourth. She's only given up two walks.
Mm-hmm.
But we've left runners in scoring position both in the first and the fourth inning. It's time to really get some things going here. And Alexis Marcos with a nice drive to right field. She's on with a leadoff single. Really pulled that right between the second baseman and the first baseman.
Yep.
Need to get this young lady here, Addie Faust, going. She's been big for us all year, has a really big at-bat here. And then we've got Lily Inman in the hole. So yep. I would like to see her take one out of this park here, Joey.
That would be a huge huge momentum boost and obviously get some runs back. But if, you know, nothing else, just get the morale and the energy up.
First pitch. Alexis was going anyway, but she just took second on a passed ball here at the plate. Runs the count to 1-0. So we got runners in scoring position again here with no outs in the top of the fifth inning, Joe.
Yep, just put this in grass right here, and that'll get one run back. We know Alexis will be.
And I really feel like if we could get that first one across, we'd really start feeling comfortable and
there
get some momentum going.
Yeah,
that
good.
Was a nice shot by Addie Faust.
Very
Kendall
hard.
Williamson almost was able to snag that, but, man, that was a hard hit ball by Addie Faust.
Yes.
Gets Alexis Marcos. It was so hard hit that Alexis had to hold up, and she only got to third there, but Addie's on first. So we got runners on first and third. Lily Inman to the plate here with no outs. Addie's going to stay in and run for herself at this point. First pitch is in, and that is high. Tuscola fans not real happy.
Yeah. Wanted to strike on that one.
I think they're feeling a little bit pressure here.
Yeah.
They know if we get some runs here, Joey.
Right. You can almost sense it starting to shift a little bit, the momentum here so far early in this fifth inning.
Second pitch is in, and that is a ball. It's now 2-0 here.
No outs, runners on first and third.
Yeah, hitters count here. That is ripped down the third base line. It was gloved by the third baseman, but gets by and loads the bases up. Alexis Marcos cannot get home on by the third baseman knocking that down. So with that, Joey, we've got bases loaded with no outs. We're going to get a pinch hitter here. This is Maddie Potter coming up.
Should have had the pinch hitting for Kylie Leonard.
Maddie Potter is a freshman from our JV team. She really handles the bat well, though, Joey.
Yes.
Now, big pressure moment here for the freshman. First Pisgah Tuscola action. No JV game here earlier tonight, folks. And Maddie's been called on here to deliver. Down 3-0. Your Bears are down 3-0. No outs. Bases loaded. Top of the fifth inning. Big moment here in this game.
Yeah, we just need her to put it in play. Yeah, nothing.
And she hits one back to the shortstop. She makes the play at home. Still no outs for Pisgah. Fielder's choice there. So the shortstop was playing in there. Kendall Williamson makes the play, comes home. Bases are still loaded with one out. Now we have Allie Smith up to the plate. So once again, we have runners in scoring position and have not converted yet tonight.
Yep.
You hope it's just a matter of time. First pitch is in, and it's a ball. And now we do get a runner for Lily Emmon. That is Chloe Dianza.
And here's another chance where we just need Allie to do what she's done all year and just put it in play.
And that is a ball. And that is the one thing about Allie. She is she is a hitter that's got a very good eye, and can base hit you throughout. And that base hit will score a couple runs here. And that is hit right at the second baseman. Gets under her glove. One run scores. Second run scores. Runner from first goes to third. So now it is a 3-2 game here with runners on first and third. So certainly a ball the young lady from Tuscola at second base may have been able to play, but a hard hit ball, Joey.
Yeah, it was well struck. Probably should have had that, but hey, we'll take it.
And that brings up Kylie Henson. Kylie is another young lady that's got some power here, Joey. So a good hitter here. She steps in with runners on first and third. Be interesting to see if we try to get Maddie Potter here any way necessary. Maybe even have Allie Smith try to take second over there to force the throw down.
Get caught up in a little pickle or something there.
First pitch was in for a strike. Second pitch is a swinging strike. Just need this in play. Even a forced out here with one out. Mm-hmm. Bat on the ball likely scores this runner here to tie the game.
Yeah, like you said, in any way we can to get that run across the plate.
0-2 count. And that comes in, and that is popped foul down the right field line. Got on her hands.
Kinsey's a senior catcher back there behind the plate. She's played a lot of softball, so she's probably pretty aware of any kind of trickery that we might try to be able to get that run across.
Yeah, and so far we've not sent Allie over there. She's still at first. Runner's still at first and third. Count is 0-2 here with one out. The top half of the fifth inning, your Bears are down 3-2. But a chance to tie it here.
Yep.
Got Maren Edmonds over here who doubled in her last at bat. And that is a strikeout by Kylie Henson. Catcher throws back to third behind Maddie Potter. It's not there in time. Brings up the sophomore, Maren Edmonds, here in a big situation.
Yeah, she can replicate what she just did that last at bat. That'll tie this game up right here.
First pitch is in, and that is swung off and fouled off out here. Counts now 0-1. Get this run home at any means necessary to tie this game up. 0-1 count. Pitcher comes to the plate. That is in the dirt. Good job by the catcher smothering that up. Didn't let that get by because that could be a way to get that run in.
That could be it. We'll take it.
Good job.
Yep, good stop back there.
1-1 count is on the way here with two outs. And that is fouled off into the net back here.
And settle in, man.
Madison Brooks works to a one ball, two strike count here. So protect here. If I'm not mistaken, she had a one ball, two strike count last time she doubled, Joey. Could be wrong, but maybe that's just a premonition here. Thinking we're going to get another one.
Hey, we'll take it.
Next pitch is low and in the dirt. Runs the count 2-2.
That was the exact count she had the last time, 2-2, when she got that hit.
She steps back in. She is ready. Catcher's looking for a signal. She has it. She's giving it to the pitcher. Maren Edmonds is in. She's ready. Pitches in. And that is popped up to left field. Left fielder comes on and squeezes for the third out. And with that, we're going to go to the bottom half of the fifth inning with Tuscola still with a 3-2 lead, but we definitely made up some ground there, Joey.
Yeah, we did. We needed that. Get a couple of those runs back and right back in it here. And, two and a half innings left to play. We've got a little momentum. Hopefully just hold them here defensively.
Yeah, that's going to be the key. We've got some momentum here after getting those runs. And hopefully, we can turn that into, good defensive play here. We play pretty well defensively most of the night. And get up and get some more because we've got Chandler coming up in the top of the order. So an opportunity in the next inning to make some more damage. So, folks, First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal and small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small business for over 120 years. And ball games means it's springtime for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance. Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal and business insurance needs.
Yes, we've got Sydney Snowden here leading off this inning. Sydney has she's got a hit and then grounded out back to the pitcher.
So this is the two-hole hitter here for Tuscola. And she fouls off the first pitch over the Pisgah dugouts. Looks like she was going towards right field with that one, Joey.
Yeah, she certainly put it over there, just a little too far. See, Caden.
I think Caden was the one that caught her last one, wasn't
she,
it?
Let's see.
Maybe. The one that was tailing off and she had to come make a play on. She likes that right field side, I'll say that.
That was Larkin.
Oh, that was Larkin? Yeah. Okay.
Here, senior Addie Faust behind the plate, yelling to the ladies out there in the field what to do and be aware of. Boom.
And that ball's hit right at Kylie Henson. Makes a nice play over here. One hopper to her and throws her out for the first out of the inning. That's going to bring up Madison Brooks.
Next up
we'll
at the plate for your Mountaineers, number 11, Miss Madison Brooks.
And the last one she had was a sharp line drive at Alexis Marcos over there that made a nice play.
Yep. She's hitting .405 for the season, so she's had a good year.
Lillian comes in here. There's a swinging foul ball for strike number one for an 0-1 count. Here with one out. Bottom of the fifth, folks. Tuscola leads our Bears at 3-2. Need these two outs and then get in and get some more runs here. That is lifted out to center field. Chandler drifts over and she makes the catch. Brings it in for out number two.
Yeah, great great out there by Chandler.
Yeah, the ball started dying on her a little bit. She had to come in and get it.
She took a step and thought she was going to camp out under it, but then she realized it was dying, had to move a little bit to get there. She's had a solid night out there in center field.
She has had a good night tonight in center field. First pitch here to Kendall is a ball. The throwback gets past Lily Inman, and Chandler Lowry has to come and get that. Gets it to Alexis, back to Lily. So with two outs here, definitely don't want to make a mistake here again and give her something down the middle to hit. She showed us her power in the last at bat.
Yeah, so far Lily's staying away from her.
I'm not sure what the next hitter has done, but doesn't look like she's got as much power back there. So definitely don't need to put her on, but certainly don't give her anything to hit.
She does have a single and a pop-up.
So that pitch was fouled off behind us here. Runs the count to two balls and one strike here. here with two outs in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Kendall Williamson at the plate. Lily Inman coming to her. That ball is outside. Runs the count 3-1.
I don't think she's going to see anything really to,
no, after
to tee off on.
Yeah, I think that was a full count swing last time, too, and we kind of pressed it, and she showed us the power she's got. So
we've got two outs, nobody on, so let's see what she does here. There we go.
That ball is in the dirt and away from her. Tried to come low and inside and got away from her. That is a walk.
With a
for Tuscola.
Both pitchers tonight have it's been a good solid game by both pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
Not many walks given up. They only have, I think, like two strikeouts each, but very few walks given up by either pitcher.
Yeah, I think it's been a very solid game, which is, you know, obvious by the score. Tuscola girl shows bunt. Ball is low.
It's Olivia Warlick at the plate for Tuscola.
I think that's all show right there, to show the bunt, bring us in, and maybe create some, you know, early advantageous count for Tuscola. This time she doesn't turn.
Oh, nice.
She hit a nice shot back at Lily Inman, but a great backhand grab by Lily Inman, and she throws over to first for the third out. With that, that's going to send us to the sixth inning with our Bears down 3-2 here. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 30 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Press Control Press Box here at Tuscola Softball Field with a great softball matchup between Tuscola and our Pisgah Bears. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Tuscola leads 3-2. Tuscola or Pisgah trying to battle back into this, Joey.
Yeah, we got a few runs back that last inning, went out, made some solid defensive plays. Oh, good.
Oh. And Chandler Lowry is the leadoff for us. She turned a bunt, got it down nice. It just rolled foul. She was definitely on with that bunt single.
Yeah, I thought that was going to die in the dirt there and stay fair.
And she put it in a good spot. It just had so much spin on it, it spun out. So the 0-1 count is on its way. That is high and outside. I'm sure Brooks thought she was turning to lay one down again there. Runs the count to 1-1. Chandler gets her sign from Coach Morgan. She steps back in. Brooks has her sign from her coach. She turns, and Chandler pulls back on that one. He says she did not pull back. That pitch was in the dirt. One ball, two strikes here.
Yeah, I thought she pulled back on that one in time.
That's a tough call. Runs the count to 1-2. She steps back in. Pitch is coming. And that is fouled off here into the net. Count remains 1-2. It's a good battle here.
Yep, just seeing the ball, just get all of it here.
Chandler steps back in. One ball, two strikes. Pitch is on the way. And that one fooled her. Looked a little high, but called strike, and that is the first out of the inning. So it started pretty promising. Looked like a great bunt there.
Yeah.
Ends with an out here to start the sixth inning for us.
Yeah, I thought that that first bunt was going to get her on. Last pitch just wasn't her pitch, but nonetheless, two strikes.
Two strikes, got to protect there.
Yeah.
Been a tough one to handle. Jaden Smith up here tonight. Jaden looking for her first hit here. Need to get her going here at the top of this order. First pitch is fouled off, but that was solid down the third base line.
Good contact, just right down the line there. Through the third base coach's box anyway.
Jaden steps back in. Pitch is on its way. That is right back at the pitcher and fielded easily and thrown over to first for out number two.
Yes. Kind of handcuffed on that one. Hit it just off the handle.
Here with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning, we've got Alexis Marcos coming to the plate. See if we can get a little two-out magic here, Joey.
Yeah, it's need to see some rally. I can't see in the dugout. See if they've got the rally caps going.
Yeah, we need some rally caps.
I think they have a goose in there. They have a plastic goose they take with them everywhere. So hopefully that goose is bringing them some magic this inning.
Yep.
Or with two outs anyway.
Yeah. Pitch is outside for a ball. With Alexis's speed, if we can get her on and Allie gets a base hit, we can tie this game up. Second pitch is high. Crowd wants that one.
Yeah.
They remember a couple of batters ago, same spot, called strike. This time it's a ball.
Yeah.
We'll take that. 2-0 count. That is fouled down the third base line. It does get out of play. She comes back and picks the bat up here. Runs the count to two balls, one strike here with two outs. Tuscola leads 3-2, top of the third inning. Really need to get something going here, Joey.
Yeah, it's time to do it. It's,
next pitch is in, and that is fouled off over the Tuscola dugout. And Brooks works her way back into this count, 2-2. Official needs some balls. We've had so many foul balls. He goes over to collect some of those from the dugout.
Yeah, she's poked a few out of play here this this at bat. So.
Umpire said, I need a few extra balls here. Gives Alexis time to think about it. She steps back in. Brooks has the pitch. It's on its way. That is going to be a single in the left center. Alexis Marcos takes a look. Oh. She goes to take second, and she gets there with a stand-up double.
Nice.
Good aggressive move by Marcos here in this situation.
Yeah, she kind of paused. I thought she was going to hold up, but then she went ahead and took it, which I'm glad.
It's close to a bang-bang play, but she clearly got in there. So a single here ties it, Joey.
Yeah, we know.
Need Addie Faust going here.
She can change the outlook of this game with one swing of the bat, for sure.
She steps in. Ball is high. Ball one. So 1-0 count here with runner on second. We've got two outs here. Our captain commit to Erskine College here. Up to the plate. She is ready.
You can't pitch around her. You've got Lily Inman. I think Lily, so you can't pitch around her.
Yeah. Addie wants that one back. That was one she could have ridden out of here for sure. 1-1 count. She looked and smiled at that one. She was guessing something different. 1-1 count is on its way. That is low. And they throw down to the shortstop. I think Alexis has been around a little long.
Yeah.
She's clearly got back.
Right.
She's got some speed. they want to keep an eye on her, I'm sure. Try to prevent this run from getting in. 2-1 count. Two outs. Top of six. And Addie wants a pitch to hit here. She's at 3-1. This is a hitter's count here. She's got to be looking for something down Broadway here. She steps in. Pitch is on its way. That is high and outside. They were going to pitch around her at that. They made that decision, wanted to get here to Lily Inman.
I don't know. That could hurt for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Lily Inman's got a lot of pop in her bat.
Yeah, I don't know. But we'll see what happens.
Here with two outs, Tuscola's coach wants to have a conversation with the pitcher in the infield.
Yeah, Lily has a couple hits. She also grounded out once, but she does have a couple of hits for the night. So
it's always dangerous here when you've got a good hitter that's also the pitcher. And she can tie this game up with one swing of the bat, or she can take a two-run lead here with one swing
right.
of the bat.
Yeah,
and you know she wants to get a lead here in this game.
Yeah, she did. Certainly wants to help her calls in the circle by doing some damage here at the plate. So we'll see what happens. A little timeout by Coach Bronson Cook there for Tuscola to talk it over. And now Lily's in the box ready to go.
So runners on first and second here with two outs, top of the sixth. The Bears down 3-2. Lily Inman fouls that one down the third baseline off the fence. On the first pitch, she's a little ahead of that one, Joey.
Yep, a little impatient there. Wait on that to get a little deeper and then take a swing at it.
But it's definitely a young lady that came to the plate to hit.
Oh, for sure.
She's looking for that first pitch strike.
Yep, for sure.
Steps in. 0-1 counts on its way. And that is ripped down the third baseline. It is foul. Man, that was ripped, Joey.
Yeah, it was. That was a perfect spot. That would have rolled all the way to the furthest corner of the fence, too.
Yeah, I think it may have gotten over the bag, but it was tailing left and landed out of bounds. So clearly, a foul ball.
Yeah. Haven't really seen much off speed by this pitcher for Tuscola, but if I'm Lily, I'm watching for something.
0-2 count here with two outs. Runners on first and second. The pitch is in. She gets that one right back up the middle. That is going to tie the game. Addie Faust goes to third. So Lily Inman is fired up over there with the game-tying RBI. Brings Alexis Marcos home. Scores now 3-3, and Pisgah has runners on first and third. We're going to get a runner for our pitcher. Chloe DeAnza comes out and runs for Lily. So big, big hit for Lily Inman there.
Yeah, that was huge to get that run in, and a morale booster to tie it up. And then we've got Miss Potter at the plate, which she had a well struck ball her last at bat.
Yeah, and you got to love that they pitch around Addie Faust, and Lily Inman says, "Not so fast, my friend."
Yep.
First pitch swing by Maddie Potter. That's hit right back at the pitcher. She fields it cleanly, sends it to first for the third out, and we're going to go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the score all tied here, 3-3, Joe.
Yeah, getting exactly what we expected. You got the rivalry game, of course, but then also so equally matched in their play during the conference as far as the conference standings go. So we knew this was going to be a game. It's exactly what we expected.
Yeah, and Tuscola, they're on their home field. This is a big game for them. They lose this game. They're two games back in the loss column to both West and Pisgah. And they have to go to Pisgah Friday night.
Right. Yeah.
So they want this one bad. Pisgah, a big game. If they win this, they stay even with West. Two games in between them and the closest person next with a home game Friday night against Tuscola. So.
And then we still have to play West, next week, right?
Yeah, we play West next Thursday. Play Tuscola Friday night. And then we've got so the national anthem is going on at the baseball field. So everybody has stopped here at the softball field to observe the national anthem. So great job of respect here at the softball field.
Yeah.
And folks, Paper Town Roots Radio airs each Monday, Wednesday night, hosted by Tim Surt on WPTL 101.7 FM and 920 AM. That's WPTLradio.net from 7 to 10 p.m. Tune in, sit back, tap your foot, sing along, and enjoy true bluegrass music. You can also join Tim live on Paper Town Roots Radio Live on Facebook.
Yep, and Pisgah Springs Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving.
So, coming up to the plate, we've got number 14. Who is that?
We've got Larkin Connor.
Larkin Connor. Pisgah really looking for a 1-2-3 inning in here. We've been able to put some runs on the board the last two innings, Joey.
Yep.
Get ourselves back into this game.
We've clawed back and tied it up, so you know, hopefully we can hold them here. Larkin, she has struck out and then popped up once, but I did hear that she hit her first home run one night last week. So. Recently, a couple weeks ago, so she does have the potential here, so we definitely have to be careful.
And Lily comes in with a first pitch strike. It's a looking strike, so the 0-1 count is on its way. Second pitch is a swinging strike, so Lily is fired up after that RBI single to tie this game in the top half of the sixth.
Yeah, she's still feeling that that adrenaline excitement from that. So two really well thrown pitches.
And next pitch is on the outside corner, strike three, and she is fired up on the mound as well, Joey.
Yep, that was that high outside pitch that he's called all night on both sides. So
yep, he's been very consistent with that pitch. You cannot take that.
Yeah.
Really anywhere. He's been pretty consistent anywhere about the letters down. He's called a strike tonight.
Mm-hmm. Got Taylor Johnson, left fielder at the plate. She did have a hit, a single of her last at bat.
First pitch strike again from Lily Inman. She's really eating up that high part of that strike zone right along the letters.
Yeah.
She comes back for pitch number two. And that's in the same spot. It's hit towards second, fielded by Allie Smith, thrown over to first. Out number two here for Pisgah in the bottom half of the sixth inning.
Now taking the
perfect way to start.
Mountaineers number zero.
Yeah, not a lot of pitches. With a strikeout on three pitches, two pitch ground out to second base, and now we've got.
Mary Turner at the plate.
Mary Turner coming up to the plate.
She's a right fielder. She has she's been frequenting Chandler out there in center field this game so far. Twice she's flew out to center field.
And Lily finds that strike zone again. She's really pounding the strike zone right now.
She's,
but spotting it very good.
Yeah.
They're not just right down the heart. They're in the strike zone, but not anything good to hit. Pitch number two is in, and that was she squared around a bunt, Joey. Fouled that back here. I thought you were going to catch it for the out.
I was ready.
The net got in the way.
See those quick hands?
Yeah.
Cat-like reflexes.
I saw you getting ready.
Sun's right in my eyes, though, so it probably would have hit me in the nose.
I tell you, I was thinking whoever designed this field certainly did it in the right spot because, you know, it's the sun's in our eyes, not in the players.
Right. Oh, get that. Nice play.
Okay, an 0-2 pitch. Ground ball to first. Jaden Smith lays out for it, fields it, and gets up and tags first for the third out. So we're going to go to the seventh inning with the score all tied, 3-3. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Tuscola High School, where we've got softball action. The Bears and the Mountaineers go to the top of the seventh inning with the Bears at the plate. Scores all tied 3-3. Allie Smith at the plate. And that's that same pitch, Joey, right at the letters, called strike.
Yep.
Very consistent tonight. And, folks, that RBI single was sponsored by Custom Paving by Lily Inman. Tie this game in the top of the sixth.
Oh, that's
and
down.
Allie Smith hits one to right. The right fielder comes on and makes the play. That's one out here in the top of the seventh inning. And that is going to bring Kylie Henson up, Joey.
Yeah, that right fielder was played. I can't really see her, but she,
yeah, she was
shallow.
Played in with, yeah, that. They've very well scouted, because that's, yeah, where Allie likes to go. We said earlier, Allie doesn't have a ton of power, but she base hits, mm-hmm, people a lot. And very well scouted, though. Had her played in right where that ball was going.
Yep, that was well hit, too.
And then a ball down the third baseline for a hit. Kylie Henson takes a turn at first. And she gets back, so that's a single for Pisgah. Puts a runner on third here.
Runner on first. Let me look up.
I was hoping maybe she, yeah, went from first to third somehow. My bad, folks.
We'll take it. You can repeat that here in just 1 second. Yeah. You got Marin Edmonds at the plate.
So Marin Edmonds coming to the plate here with one out, runner on first base. That's Kylie Henson. Marin fouls that off down the third baseline. Count goes to 0-1 here. Looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter next. Chloe DeAnza is going to hit for Chandler Lowry. She's got a little pop in her bat.
Yeah.
Ooh. Next pitch is outside. Runs the count to 1-1 here with one out here in the top of the seventh.
Marin did have that double a couple innings ago.
Yeah, I'd like to duplicate that right here.
Good eye.
Next pitch is in the dirt. Runs the count to 2-1. I'll take a couple in the dirt as well.
Yeah,
Joey.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Runners on any way possible here, and see if we can manufacture a run to take the lead here in the seventh inning. 2-1 pitch is in, and it is outside. Good block by the catcher. Kylie Henson would have definitely been at second had that ball got by. But that was in the dirt and outside, and she did a good job of blocking that up.
Yeah, for sure.
So 3-1 here. Hitters count. Marin is looking for one right down the middle. She can turn on. Pitches in, and that is in the dirt. That's going to give us runners on first and second here with one out here in the top of the third. So that's exactly what we wanted. We wanted base hit or walk.
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
Let's take her on however we can.
And we got Chloe Deanza hitting here in place of Chandler Lowry here with one out here in the top of seven. Chloe, I've seen her hit before. She's got a little pop in her bat. So I'm sure they're looking for somebody to drive one here in a gap that can get us a run home here,
yeah,
Joey.
Yeah, that would be nice. Put one in gap. Kylie's got some pretty good speed out there on second base. So anything in a gap out there, I feel like we're going to be running on.
And we've got Jaden Smith up in on deck. Here, get back to the top of our lineup here. First pitch is in, and that is outside, and there's a ball.
Got to wonder maybe if that, you know, the pitch with her arm in a brace, if there's not some issue there, so that as the game is going
tired,
on,
yep.
Getting tired.
Runs the count to 1-0 here. Chloe calls timeout. The batter calls timeout. You do wonder that, Joey.
Yeah.
She's thrown a lot of pitches here tonight. But that one is down the heart. She came right back, battling back. Runs the count to 1-1 here with one out. Score again's all tied here, 3-3. Top of seven. Pisgah with runners on first and second. They're very deliberate in getting the call in.
Yeah.
That is hit back to the pitcher slowly. She takes and runs. That ball's thrown away to first. Kylie Henson's going to come home and score. That gets Pisgah to 4-3. And runners advance to second and third. So Joey there, that's almost a swinging bunt.
Yeah.
The pitcher comes up and makes the throw. She wanted to go to third and get the out. The third baseman came up to make the play as well. Nobody, when she turned there, nobody at third to throw to. She turned and tried to throw it to first. It was going to be a bang-bang play, but she throws it away, and Pisgah takes the lead here 4-3.
Yeah, just you know, get those runs any way we can. Took advantage of a mistake there by Tuscola and took the lead 4-3. And one out, we have two runners in scoring position now.
Yeah, and if you're Heidi, Coach Morgan, you are really wanting to add some insurance runs here. With your number one hitter and number two hitter in the lineup. First pitch was fouled off by Jaden Smith. Second pitch was a ball. Count runs to 1-1.
Yeah, one run lead is definitely not enough going into the bottom of the seventh. There we go.
And that ball is lifted out to center field. It is missed. Another run will score. Chloe Deanza comes in. She's going to score. And off of that error in center field, we now have a 6-3 score. And with that, the Tuscola coach wants to have a conversation here. So a well-hit ball. Yeah. That was going to get us one run. It was in left center. The center fielder, you know, just went off her glove on the run. She tried to make it on the run, the catch, and went off her glove. And when she did, both runners were tagging. And Chloe, they were having a hard time getting control of the ball out there. And Chloe makes it from second as well. So instead of one, we got two.
Yeah.
And we still have one out here in the top of seven as well, with a runner on second and Alexis Marcos up at the plate.
Yeah, a chance right here to, you know, just keep adding some insurance runs to it. You know, for sure, like you said, we had the tag and would have scored one run if she would have fielded it and made the catch. But error there, so we capitalized on that.
Yeah, that was going to be a sacrifice fly for the RBI for Jaden. Well hit ball, that's what you want. You know,
yeah,
got runners on third, lift one to the outfield. There's no way she's going to make that throw. But she gets two RBIs on that.
Oh,
and Alexis Marcos goes deep to left field, over the left fielder's head. She's in with a stand-up double. Jaden Smith's going to come home and score. Score is now 7-3. Your Bears lead here in the top of the seventh inning with one out still. It's a great hit there by Alexis Marcos. They were playing her up close, and she just absolutely one-hopped one off of the fence out there. We talked about that earlier.
We did, yeah.
She can slap, bunt. She can hit with power. That brings up Addie Faust here with the score 7-3.
Yeah, I'd like to see, Addie continue the momentum here. She's due for a big hit.
And pitches in. That is ball one. So no reason to pitch around her here.
No,
that is in for a strike. They throw back to the shortstop again after that. Runs the count 1-1 here to Addie Faust. Alexis Marco standing on second to that big double. Your Bears have really taken control of this game, up 7-3. Addie Faust swings through that one for strike number two. That's one ball, two strikes here. Shorten that swing up. She's one of our captains. Great player here, our catcher. She can hit with two strikes, Joe.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She fouls that one down the third baseline. I almost wonder if at the plate it's a little bit of a disadvantage. They're looking into the sun almost
right,
a little
yeah.
bit at the plate, too, right now.
Yeah, left-handed hitter definitely is going to be looking in the sun. The catcher, depending on the angle.
Yes. So here with a one ball, two strike count, one out. Addie Faust at the plate. Pitch is on its way. And she hits that one to right field, and that's going to get down. And that's going to be a RBI single for her. Alexis Marcos scores from second. Now your Bears are up 8-3 here in the top of the seventh inning, and that's going to bring Lily Inman to the plate. So great hitting by, we talked a little bit about that, Addie Faust, smart hitter, took everything off of it and just punched it to right field for an RBI single. One out still here in the top of the seventh. Lily Inman at the plate. She hits one shallow left field. That's going to get down. They come up and try to field it, second baseman was not on the bag on the throw, and Addie Faust gets down underneath the tag.
Yeah.
So runners on first and second there. Big mistake there by the young second baseman there, Joey.
Yeah, it was a little sketchy slide by Addie. I thought she may have hurt her ankle or something there, but she slid in late.
Well, I know what she was thinking. She was thinking that she was going to make it quickly, but the throw came in. It was in shallow left field. They made a good throw, just not foot on the bag to get the force out. And with that, with one out, we've got Maddie Potter back at the plate here. With your Bears up 8-3, runners on first and second here with one out still. She hits one back up the middle, gets by. Addie Faust stays up. She had to hold up to make sure that ball didn't hit her. So a single there for Maddie Potter loads the bases here with one out in the top of seven. So we just keep rolling here, Joey.
Hitting is contagious.
Hitting is contagious. So, folks, we've got another visit to the mound by the Tuscola coach. We're going to have a change in pitchers here. Looks like Kendall Williamson's going to come in to pitch for Tuscola with bases loaded. But, Joey, you know, we're down 3-0 going into the fifth inning. We get two runs there, come back, hold them. In the sixth inning, we're able to tie it, manufacture a run and tie it. And now we're just trying to blow it open right here with five runs in the top of the seventh.
Yeah, they're having fun now. They battled back from that early deficit, and we talked a little bit earlier about being mentally tough after the break. Probably had some rust, even though we did play two games over spring break down in Florida. But a little rust from the out of the ordinary routine and the travel. But yeah, here we are, top of seven, 8-3 lead now. So I like it.
Yeah, and it's, at the end of the day, we weren't hitting very well in the first five innings like I'm accustomed to seeing them play, but we were playing great in the field.
Right, yep.
So we were able to keep ourselves in the game, and then the bats, you said it, hitting is contagious. Once we were able to get those first two runs in the fifth, you can see the confidence just with each and every at bat that comes up here.
Yeah, they've just passed the bat, and they're like it's contagious, and now they're just having fun.
And if we're able to hold on to this at 8-3 here in the top of the seventh, what a big win for us in a really tight game through seven innings here. And it keeps us in a tie for first place. And we talked earlier, it gives us a two-run cushion between us and third place.
Yep. Huge as far as the conference standings go.
First pitch from Williamson is in the dirt. Allie Smith at the plate here for Pisgah. She got a big hit in her last at bat, I believe.
Yep. She led off this inning, though, too.
Did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she flew out to right field. That was the one they had played perfectly
there. Okay, yeah. So ball number two to her. Runs the count to 2-0. One out still here in the top of the seventh. And Allie goes back to right field. They got her played in the same spot, and it's called again there. But we send the runner home tagging, and that's going to get us to a 9-3 lead. And with the throw home, Joey, both runners advance as well. So we've got runners at second and third here with two outs and now a 9-3 lead.
Yeah, we'll take it.
And I believe we're going to get a pinch hitter here for Kylie Henson as well. And this is going to be Addie Messer, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Addie's Addison's a senior.
She's a senior.
Yep.
And she's not had as many at-bats, but she's hitting close to 400 in her at-bats. So she's been a good pinch hitter for us this year.
I'd like to see her continue that. First pitch was a swinging strike.
Williamson gets the next pitch. Ready? And that is hit to the second baseman. She fields it cleanly, throws over, almost threw it away.
Yeah, that was
but
close.
But that's going to be the third out of the inning. So we're going to go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Your Bears have taken a 9-3 lead here in the top half of the third. So a great top half, Joey.
Yep. Excellent top half of that inning. Got the insurance run. Well, we got the runs we needed. We don't want to count it just yet, but hopefully we can come in here and play defense, get three good outs, and take that broom off the dugout they had over there hoping for the sweep. I think it's still hanging there, but if we can hold them here, we'll take that broom down and take it with us.
Yeah, I hadn't noticed that until you said that, Joey. That's a little brash and a little confidence, you know, considering they hadn't beat us yet. And we are ahead of them in the conference rankings. So that goes even more to a big win here tonight.
Right, yep. We'll take the sweep out of play with a win tonight.
And take the sweep out of the play, and maybe we need to put that on our dugout come Friday night. And Lily Inman's still feeling really good on the mound here, throwing hard.
Yeah, she hasn't lost anything, and if anything, she's actually throwing harder as the game has gone on. She has settled in and really hitting her spots and throwing hard.
And we've got Chandler Lowry checks back in center field. You can do that in softball one time. And Kylie Henson checks back in at third base. So we've got the same defensive set that we had earlier in the previous innings after those pinch hits.
Yep. So we've got Amelia Dill that's going to lead off for the Mountaineers this inning.
So to me, this is a big out we need here, Joey. They at the top of the order coming up next, but if we could start it out with an out here early, bodes well for us.
Amelia has reached base twice, once on that error there at shortstop, that hard hit ball to Alexis, and then she did have a single, her other at bat.
Yeah, she's hit the ball well tonight. First pitch was in there for a strike with Lily. I tell you, you said it earlier, she is settled in and she's throwing really, really good these last three or four innings. That ball is lifted out to left field. Marin Edmonds gets underneath it, makes the first out.
Yeah, she has. Amelia has made solid contact all night.
Yeah, that was well struck. Just happened to be, I won't say right at Marin. She had to move three or four feet over to her left. But easy catch for her. She made it look easy anyway.
Yeah, made it look easy.
That Tuscola comes back up to the top of the order, Joey.
Yeah, I've got Kenzie Messer at the plate.
At bat number two.
Our lead off hitter in the lineup. She has struck out once and popped up and has a hit, so she's 1-for-3.
1-0 count. That's in the dirt. Runs the count to 2-0. So Lily's done a good job of not falling behind in these counts. One thing I have noticed, Joey, over the year, she gets to a 2-0 count. She does a great job of battling back. Let's see if she can continue that trend.
Yeah, that's great, too, because she's young. She's just a sophomore. So a lot of growth and maturity left to go with her. But to have that mental toughness to, battle back and stay with it when she gets behind in the count.
Just like that, she throws one down the middle for a swinging strike. That is fouled up into the woods back behind us over here. Runs the count to 2-2. That's the one thing I've noticed about her. She's young, but she's fearless even when she gets down in the count to these batters. Next pitch is on its way, and that is another strikeout for Lily Inman. So out number two here for Tuscola here in the bottom of the seventh. Your Bears lead 9-3. So one more out, Joey, and it would be a great win for our Lady Bears.
Yeah, we just got to get this one right here with Sydney Snowden coming to the plate. Just settle in right here. Looks like Chandler's playing deep. Right fielder's playing deep. So keep the ball in front of you. Just get the out, charge in on it.
Yep. She comes up with a little change up there. I don't think they were looking for that.
No.
For a swinging first strike. Great pitch there.
It was.
And a good call, too.
If that's not a pitch she's confident with, that's a good time to call it. You've got a good batter and you've got a little lead here. But, throw that change up and get some confidence in it.
Next pitch is on the outside corner, and that is fouled off right at the Tuscola batter's feet. It goes down towards the third baseline, fights that off. It falls, counts now 0-2 here with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. She goes back with that changeup again, but that one's high. She kept it out of the strike zone, trying to get her to chase. There were two strikes. Pretty good pitch.
Yeah, two strikes. Nothing wrong with throwing that pitch. See if you can get her to chase it. Like that right there.
Same thing. And she gets another strikeout to end this game, Joey.
Yeah, great.
Your Bears win 9-3 here tonight. Folks, you're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLradio.net. When we come back, we'll have your wrap-up of this great conference game between Tuscola and Pisgah.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next Weekend in the Country, we visit April of 1998, when everything was being blamed on El Nino. There was a peace agreement in Northern Ireland, and Mark O'Mara won the Masters. And on the countdown were big hits by Steve Wariner, Clint Black, Jody Messina, Shania Twain, and Faith Hill. We'll have them and more on the next Weekend in the Country.
Weekend in the Country, Saturdays at noon, here on WPTL, brought to you by Haywood Ace Hardware.
This is a public service announcement test from TakeMeFishing.org to determine if you need a fishing license and boat registration before heading out on the water. Let us begin. Are you a bear? Do you have a beak? Do you have plumage? Please tell me you answered no, which means you need to get a fishing license and have your boat registered, because it helps local conservation efforts protect the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in for generations to come. Do your part at TakeMeFishing.org.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we're here at Tuscola High School at the baseball-softball complex, and we just had your Lady Bears battle hard and come up with a big 9-3 win here in conference play and in rivalry play.
Yeah, just a huge victory for us all the way around, again, with the rivalry, in-county rivalry, but also as far as the conference standings go for that as well. So just a great game. We knew it was going to be a battle coming into it, and it was up until that last inning when we kind of busted it open there. So a great game by our Pisgah Bears.
So, Joey, it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game. Who do you have?
Yeah, so for today's A1 Storage Player of the Game, we've got Chandler Lowry, one of our senior outfielders for the Lady Bears. Chandler had a couple of good grabs out there in the outfield, scooped one off for shoelaces, I believe, and one for three at the plate. Just a good all-around solid performance tonight for us in the field, and then there to play it as well. So we're going to give it to Chandler tonight.
Yes, and she covers a lot of ground out there in the outfield, and it really changes the dynamics for our defense. And in a game like tonight, where we started slow at the plate, that is huge.
Yeah.
Our defense is huge to keep us in the game, and then our bats obviously got us going there later. Several young ladies had a very good game tonight. Talk to us a little bit about what some of the others did.
Yeah, they all contributed tonight. I mean, up and down the lineup, you had Jaden Smith had that huge hit there in the seventh inning for us that scored a couple of runs. Mm-hmm. Part of it was an error, but nonetheless, it scored some runs.
Yeah, she hit it well.
Yeah, we passed the bat. Lily in the circle. I mean, all of them had some good hits. Marin had that stand up double, and then Allie was able to get some there, and the young lady, Miss Potter, she came in big for us as a freshman.
She did.
And got a couple of hits. So, we talked about Lily's, kind of maturity there in the circle as far as getting behind in the count a little bit early in the game and not getting rattled and able to battle back. So, I mean, we could go up and down the entire lineup here.
I thought it was
ladies.
A well-played game all the way around for our team. The only thing you could say is we started a little slow at the plate. But sometimes you have to give credit to the opposing pitcher.
Sure.
She did a good job of keeping us off balance. But we stayed in the game. We made the plays we needed to make. And then once we got to see that pitcher several times, we really started blistering the softball.
I think that was key. Bronson Cook there, the coach at Tuscola, he's coached a lot of softball and had these girls ready to play, and they jumped on us early. But like you said, it was by the third, fourth time seeing that pitcher, we were able to time it up and get some timely hits off of her for sure.
Yes, so folks, we've got a Tuscola Pisgah baseball game going on beside us, or about to get started here as we're here. So if you can get out here, come join us for that. If not, WPTL is bringing that through the Tuscola broadcast on WPTLradio.net. So listen in there. On Friday night, we get Tuscola at our place. The softball game, which will be at 5 o'clock, will be web broadcast by the WPTL, or the Tuscola broadcast. And the baseball game will be brought to you by the Pisgah broadcast. And that should be about 7 o'clock, folks.
Yep. Should, again, be another exciting game for both baseball and softball, for sure.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back. We're very thankful for all of our sponsors that allow us to bring this broadcast to you each and every conference game. And we're appreciative of all of you folks turning in and listening to us and supporting the Pisgah Bears. So with that, we're going to sign off. Join us Friday night for the baseball game at Pisgah, with Tuscola and Pisgah going at it Friday night at 7 o'clock. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.